Hi, I'm Derek Dandridge, President and CEO of Dandridge Seminars Training Group and the author of the number one booklet, The Dark Side, Secrets the Used Car Dealers Don't Want You to Know. And today I am so excited to start my very first podcast. And I just wanted to share a 10-point checklist for people that's in the market for used cars. I wanted to share 10 things that I need people to look out for. Let's get right into it. Starting with number one, make sure that the tires are not bald. Make sure that the tires are not bald. Walk around the car, check all the tires to make sure they are not bald tires, because once you leave a lot, you understand, and you start having problems with the tires, you don't want to go back, because most cars is going to come with a 30-day warranty, and you don't want to have to come back later complaining and the warranty is going to be out. So make sure that the tires are not bald. Number two, turn on the engine yourself. It is very, very important that you turn on the engine yourself, okay? A lot of times, car dealers like to start the cars before you get there. Most likely, they will start the cars before you get there to make sure that, like, everything is working right. Or sometimes cars need to get warmed up and stuff like that before, they like you to see it. But one of the main things is make sure that you turn on the car yourself. That's number two. Number three is check your windows. Check all windows. Roll all four of the windows down. Roll all four of the windows up. Make sure that they're closing tightly. Make sure that there's no cracks in all your windows and stuff like that, because to replace windows, it can be very, very expensive. So walk around the car. Check all the windows for little things and little holes and little spider web cracks, because it can really turn into an expensive disaster. All right, number four, check your mirrors. Most cars have powered mirrors, electric mirrors. Make sure that your mirrors is working, because that's an electrical problem that you don't really want to run into. So when you get in your car, you make sure that your mirrors and everything will adjust properly. Number five, check your lights, interior and exterior lights. So all the lights in the car, make sure that they all work. And the overhead lights, the dashboard lights on the inside, make sure that all the exterior lights is working. All the lights in the front, all your lights in the back. Make sure all the lights are working. It's extremely important. Number six, check your heat, air conditioner, and radio. It is very important, no matter what time of the year it is. Check your heat, air conditioner, and radio. Make sure that the heat is working. Make sure that the air conditioner is working. And make sure that the radio is working. That is number six. Number seven, check all electrical items. And that includes seat belts and your seats. So if you have power seats and stuff like that, you make sure that you check the power seats and make sure you check all the buttons to make sure everything works that have anything to do with power. Number eight, on your test drive, check your brakes. Check your brakes. Make sure that the brakes are not going to the floor. Make sure that they're not grinding. Make sure that they're just not vibrating. Make sure that the brakes really feel good. You can even take your car to the mechanic and let him take off the tire and just to see where the brake wear is at on the brakes, or are they about to go bad. So please check the brakes. Number nine, on your test drive, listen for all internal sounds. Listen for rattling. Listen for shaking. Listen for grinding. That is all important. You just want to listen. You want to turn the radio off and you want to listen for rattling. You want to listen for shaking and you want to listen for grinding. Are the brakes grinding? Is anything under the motor rattling and shaking? It's very, very important that you listen for those sounds. Turn the radio off and listen very attentively. Number 10, on the test drive, check the acceleration. It's very, very important that when you put your foot on the gas, that you be able to accelerate at a speed that you feel comfortable, that you know is right. Don't second guess yourself, because the car could actually have some transmission problems. So you got to make sure that the car accelerate at the right rate of speed. It's very, very important. And so that's my 10-point checklist. I hope that these things, 10-point checklist, would help you in some kind of way. It's very important that you remember this, even if you had to play this podcast back before you get to the car dealer. You can write them down because it's very important, and it's going to save you a lifetime of headaches. Because a lot of times what people don't understand, that a used car or a car period is the second largest purchase of somebody's life. And so you don't really want to make a mistake when you don't have to, because it's really a lot of unscrupulous car dealers out there. And I spent 23 years in the industry. So it is very, very important that you not get ripped off, and that you put your money to good use by buying a good quality car. And if you follow this 10-point checklist, you will be able to secure yourself a good car. And on my second podcast, we're going to get into understanding how to read a Carfax, how to read a Carfax report to really avoid buying flood damaged cars and things like that, and cars that was wrecked and things like that. So listen, if you need to get in touch with us, you can go to our website, www.dseminars.com. If you need one-on-one consultations, you can go to that website and schedule an appointment to secure a one-on-one appointment. You can register for events across the country to come talk with us at our seminars and hear our seminars, where we share all the dark side secrets that the car dealers don't want you to know. And you can buy our book. You can go to that same website and buy the book, The Dark Side, The Secrets the Used Car Dealer Don't Want You to Know. It's some very, very informative information. And then so thank you for listening. Share the podcast. I hope these 10 things can help you. I'm sure that they will. And we appreciate you. Thanks for listening, and God bless you, and God keep you, is my prayer.